It's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. My name's Andrew, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. Welcome back to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, everybody. My name again is Andrew. Our show is presented by Sharpologist, sharpologist.com. Everything you need to know about wet shaving, if it's looking for the perfect soap or cream or the next razor you should buy, or news from the industry, or how to find a barber, anything you need to know about men's grooming and wet shaving, check out sharpologist.com. He has some great stuff over there. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Sharpologist.com. Everything you need to know about men's grooming and wet shaving. Now, many of you know that when we do the show, normally we do the news, and then we follow that up, the news, with an interview from a vendor or an artisan. But this week, we're going to take a break from the interviews and the giveaways. And before I get into why, I want to go out and say thank you to all of the vendors who have come on so far. Everybody who's been on the show has been fantastic. They've really helped kind of gather interest in the show, and I appreciate that so much. And we will have more interviews, but to those who have come on in the infancy days of the show and networked with Mark and I to get the show up off the ground, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate all of you so very much. Interviews will return, but today I'm going to do something a little different, and that is I am going to do an editorial style piece, which I don't normally think I would want to do, because I don't think that anything I have to say is that important. I don't think I have anything that groundbreaking to say, but there is a lot of important stuff that we need to lay on the table as a community and discuss. And that will come up after the news. So that's coming up. But now it's time for the stuff you really tune in for, the wet shaving news. And there's not a lot of big industry news this week. I looked and looked for the last several days and couldn't find anything new or groundbreaking. So it's pretty much all artisan news, which I'm okay with. I like artisans. They're pretty cool. So let's get to it. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements has released two new shaving soaps based on previously released fragrances. Anye blends orange oil, bergamot, tonka bean, and cedar, while Pomegranate Bay promises a great scent recalling spring or summer's past. David James Shaving Supply has added several new brands to its lineup. The reseller market is growing, and competition only benefits the shaving enthusiast. Fine Accoutrements, Soap Commander, Reef Point Soaps, Ginger's Garden, McCore, and Mule are just a few of the brands now available from David James Shaving Supply. Wet Shaving Products has shown off the process of packaging its long-awaited Formula Tea Soap in a barbershop fragrance. At last look, their website did not contain any sample or soap available of the purchase, but we'll let you know as soon as the Formula Tea from Wet Shaving Products is released. I'm not sure this is a new release, but Soap Commander has bath bombs available in their known scent line. For the significant other in the house, take a look at these. Additionally, if you've been waiting, Soap Commander finally looks settled from the big move, and many of their items are now back in stock. Additionally, they're now offering dark roast coffees. These coffees are hand-roasted in-house by their son, Noah. So make sure you check out Soap Commander's website. Congratulations to Darren and Carrie on the big move. That's never an easy task, particularly when you have a family and a business. So congratulations to the move and getting settled. I know they probably settled down a while ago, but this is the first we're getting to seeing their website kind of come back online. So congratulations to them on the big move. We hope everything went well for you guys, Darren and Carrie. We hope you're settling in okay, and we hope the new house is fantastic for you. Phoenix has announced that the 2016 Wet Shave Cruise is on. If you're up for setting sail with fellow wet shaving enthusiasts, check out the cruise. We'll update you with more information as it becomes available. I don't have any links at this time. I'm sure they're out there and I probably missed them. But we don't have any links at this time to any more information for the Wet Shaving Cruise. Just make sure whatever you take is stainless and not carbon, sea salt, you know, yeah, bad news. Razor Rocks, the Friedberg soap, is now available again at Italian Barber. Based on the Creed Aventus fragrance, the Friedberg is available in Razor Rocks tallow formula at $9.99 US for a 4.2 ounce jar. Mr. Fine is now selling some custom neckties for the Dapper Wet Shaver. Two styles are available, one featuring the fine brush and the other featuring a shaving mug. The colors are blue and red, respectively, and each tie is handmade of 100% pure silk. The ties retail at $40 US and they're available at Fine Accoutrements website. Additionally, for Soap Commander, they have announced the last run of their refreshment soap for the summer. This sweet tea-inspired soap will not return for a little while, so make sure you pick one up while you can. I have to say that their summer fragrances are really fun, so make sure you check them out. Wet Shaving Products custom aftershave orders are now available from their website, including mentholated, double mentholated, and non-mentholated aftershaves. Check out their website for more information, but Wet Shaving Products custom aftershaves, they make some cool stuff too, so make sure you go to Wet Shaving Products. Sterling Soap Company has released the beginning of their fall lineup. Available now is their renowned Autumn Glory, as well as Apple Cider, a new Pumpkin Spice Blend, Red Delicious, and Peach. So right off the bat here, let me go ahead and get the important stuff out of the way. The views and opinions expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of Sharpologist.com and are those strictly of the author of the commentary. That's me. So let's get started. Today I want to talk about anger and frustration in the forums and in the discussions that are out there. And this is an issue that's kind of been bubbling in our community for a while. And I'm not trying to harp on it. I'm not trying to say that. First of all, I'm not telling anybody not to speak in a forum. I'm not telling anybody not to have a discussion in a forum. And I'm not saying that it's. I'm not trying to say don't talk to somebody who has a differing opinion from you. That's not what I'm saying. Don't take that way. But we do have a problem in our community. We are very passionate about what we do, us wet shavers. We are very passionate about our soaps, our creams. We're very brand centric. We tend to align ourselves with specific artisans and companies. Most of us have a preferred soap. A lot of us will vary and try everything. The traditional shaving evangelist will try just about anything provided it's not moving. So, you know, I have to go out there and say that for a lot of us, while we are very brand centric, a lot of us will try everything. But because of that, when you look at the forums, you see this massive divide of people who are casually talking in the forums and people who are aggressively defending their brand. You know what it makes me feel like? It makes me feel like we are all 13-year-olds and we are all debating whether to get an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4. That's kind of what it feels like sometimes when you look at the forums and when you look at the way people discuss products in the forums. No, get PlayStation, it's Sony, it's better. No, the Xbox has Halo, who cares? Anyways, the point that I'm trying to make here is we want this community to grow. And it's important that this community grows for all of us. Because when there is more consumers in the community, prices fall. And when there's more people in the community, more artisans can thrive. And more artisans means that there's more choice, which means that there's more fragrances, there's more soap bases, there's more aftershaves, more handcrafted brushes, more everything. That's what it means. It increases competition, it decreases prices, it's good for everyone all around. But If you are aggressive, you scare away new people. I actually, this literally came last night. I was speaking with a coworker at work about wet shaving, and I was trying to explain to him that I host a podcast on it, and that I have been wet shaving for some time now, and that I find it cheaper and more comfortable and more customizable, and there are a lot more options, and at the end of the day, it's a better experience for me. And he told me that he at one point thought about it, and he found some forums that he looked at to try and get an idea of how to get started. And he was scared away by the massive fragmentation of ideas. There are several different ways to wet shave. All of us got into wet shaving for the same reason. We were tired of paying $4.50 for a cartridge that lasted 3 to 4 shaves. That's why we got into wet shaving. We got tired of putting up with Gillette, Procter & Gamble, Schick, Bic. We got tired of putting up with the expensive brands that didn't last and didn't feel comfortable and weren't easy to use. And we found trust and we found faith in the artisans that produce the products that we use every day. Now, I say this because when we talk about wet shaving and when we talk about this community and when we talk about growing it, it's important to remember that everybody comes into it for a different reason. I have maybe 10 soaps in my bathroom. Several of them were gifts. A couple of them are seasonals that I purchased. But I don't feel the need to go buy more. I want to finish what I have on the shelf before I buy anything else. I want to try things. There are great things out there I want to try. But I can't do it. I'm just that kind of person. I want to have an empty shelf before I buy anything else. Man, there are some fragrances out there. I was looking at Sterling's Apple Cider earlier on, and oh man, what I would give to try Sterling's Apple Cider, but I don't have a spot for it. Just like I don't have a spot for Soap Commander's Refreshment, and just like I don't have a spot for Anya from Phoenix. You know, there are a lot of great soaps out there for everybody, and I actually want to back up a second and talk about controversies, because I mentioned a Phoenix, and I know I'm going to get comments for that. It is okay for anybody to like any company for any reason. If you personally don't like a company for whatever reason, that is your prerogative. And you have the right to do so. But when we talk about building and fostering a community, if you do nothing but bash a company or a brand that somebody really likes, you create a fragmentation in the society, in the social group, in the discussion boards. Anybody can like any soap for any reason at any time, but too often there's too much bashing on Arco. There's too much bashing on Williams. There's too much bashing on any manufacturer out there. And we need to stop. We need to just be accepting of the fact that people have different tastes, like different things, are interested in different scent profiles and different soap bases. We need to be accepting. Now, it's okay to have a conversation of differing opinion, but to say, quote unquote, you're wrong, I'm right, and here is why, that doesn't do anybody any good. And there's been a lot of that lately in a lot of forums. There's been a lot. So here's my call to the community. We want this thing to grow, all of us. We want to spread this passion for this hobby. We want everyone to understand why it is we do what we do. This is something we're passionate about, and passion is great, but it can also lead to a lot of social challenges. If you see somebody that has a differing opinion of you, it's okay. Accept that. It's okay to be accepting of that. Just accept it. And at the end of the day, it's okay to have a healthy conversation about it, but to say that I'm right and you're wrong, well, that's just not going to do anybody any good. That's not going anywhere productive. And all that does is challenge what we are trying to build. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. don't attack the gold dollar razors because you think Dovo has some magic in their metal. I'll tell you right now, I don't think there's anything special about any straight razor out there. It's all metal. It's all steel. It's, you know, carbon. It's stainless. It's whatever steel is in it. Now, yeah, a lot of them are finished a lot better. Some of them have a lot better quality control over what's actually in their metal. But at the end of the day, a gold dollar razor is perfectly fine for somebody who wants to learn how to hone and begin finishing razors on their own. Why go buy expensive steel when you have, you know, blanks coming out of China that you can work with on your own? But too often people take to the forums to bash the gold dollar razors and say that no, they're inferior metal, they're inferior product, the quality control's not there. Well, you're paying $5 a pop for them if you know where to look. And that's not what they're for. They are a factory blank for someone who wants to practice. So when we talk about fostering a community and growing our community, we need to remember that being angry, being aggressive, ruffling feathers, saying I'm right and you're wrong, saying brand X is terrible because, saying that I hate brand Y because, saying that I've had these issues with a brand in the past, that's okay. But to say that they you know, you shouldn't buy them for this reason or this reason or this reason, we don't want to see anyone in this community fail. No artisan, no wet shaver, no startup business, no retailer. We want to see this community grow, because for every company that fails, for every brand that fails, for everybody who falls out of this community, our hobby shrinks and prices get slightly more expensive because things get harder to buy, because there's less people producing the soap, there's less people producing the brushes, there's more people wanting it. So keep that in mind. Foster the community, grow the community. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. You don't have to post in a forum thread. That's a little secret a lot of people don't realize. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at a thread and I've said, man, I would love to jump in on this conversation, but I really shouldn't. And I just walked away. It's a digital space where the back button wins. That's all I can say. On the other hand, something I did want to touch on today is there's a lot of, and I posted a thread at Damn Fine Shave about this a couple weeks ago, but it fits here, so I'm also going to talk about it in this slot today. We practice the traditional shaving customs of our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. We practice gentlemanship. I know that's not a word, I just made up a word, but we practice gentlemanship. We practice this traditional kind of experience for ourselves. And me being a young millennial, I have to say, I wish we had more stuff like this. And I'm not trying to be hipster and I'm not drinking my Starbucks as I say this. What I mean is there's not a lot of activities these days where we can slow down and take time for ourselves in a meaningful way that is not fostered or forged by some commercialism. And this is the rare exception. Yeah, there's a lot of commercialism in wet shaving, but the majority of the community is still artisan and small business based. So keep that in mind. We spend between 7 and 20, depending on your skill level, 7 and 20 minutes a day shaving. And that is time to reflect on yourself, to relax, to look in the mirror and think about your goals for the day and what you want to accomplish or what you have accomplished. And it's a time of self-reflection and relaxation. And that's important because we don't have enough of that. But we need to slow down on the ordering things, and we need to slow down on the elitism, and we need to slow down on the passion. Now, I'm not saying don't buy things. I'm not trying to create an economic slowdown here. What I mean by this is, if I order a product and it takes 2.5 weeks for the postal service to deliver it, I'm still okay with that. Because when my great-grandfather was alive, if he wanted to order a shaving soap and it wasn't available at a local store, he had to sit down and pull out this big, heavy book called a catalog. and he had to flip through this catalog to find what he wanted to order. And he had a choice. If they had a phone number, he could probably call and order it. But 9 times out of 10, he would have to send in an order form from this catalog. And with this order form, he would have to write out with his hand. I know, that sounds insane. Write out with his hand a check. Not enter 16 digits in a CCV code online. Write out a check. Put it in an envelope. Lick a stamp. This was back before self-adhesive stamps. He had to lick a stamp that tasted nasty. Stick it on the envelope. Walk to the mailbox. He had to leave his desk chair and walk to the mailbox. Put the envelope in the mail. Wait for the postman to pick it up and take it away. And the mail had to magically make its way to the final destination. And that's where somebody had to read my grandfather's handwriting. It wasn't digitally processed. I know this is madness for us millennials to think. It wasn't digitally processed. And then the check had to be sent off to the bank. It didn't come out of his account automatically. It wasn't like he clicked buy and all of a sudden his checking account had $23 less in it. He had to wait. The entire process was a waiting game, and heaven forbid he transposed a number on the check, or heaven forbid he didn't fill out the order form correctly, or maybe the vendor was out of stock when they got his order form request. It could take a month for him to get whatever he wanted. But I click buy, and within a couple of hours, in most cases, I have a box on its way to me, and it'll be here on a normal day, 48 hours. So if the United States Postal Service happens to take 2.5 weeks. I'm still happy with that because this is a traditional hobby. This is not a rush to the finish line hobby. Every one of us knows what happens when you shave too fast. It doesn't end well by any means. So this is another thing I wanted to harp on. Slow down. Practice the idealism that comes with traditional shaving. Practice the relaxation that comes with traditional shaving. If it takes a couple weeks for a product to get there, big whoop. All USPS priority mail packages are insured up to $50 minimum. So as long as your order wasn't over $50, if it happens to get lost in a month, you can have the vendor resend it to you. And 9 times out of 10, the vendors are able to get the U.S. Postal Service to take care of this even faster. And 9 times out of 10, the vendor will probably just ship it for you again anyways. I'm not guaranteeing that because I'm not the vendor, but I've had instances where one package I ordered didn't get to me. Went to the wrong house in my neighborhood. I contacted the vendor. Not a problem. They shipped out a brand new package to me within a couple days. I found out where the package went to because my neighbor brought it over to me and said, "Hey, my son picked this up from the mailbox. I think this belongs to you. It's not ours." I said, "Oh, thank you so much." And then I contacted the vendor and said, "I found the original one. Would you like me to send one of the two back to you?" That happens. So the point that I'm trying to make is, it doesn't matter if something gets lost. It doesn't matter if something takes 2.5 weeks to get here. We have this idea of instant gratification that's been fostered by YouTube, Netflix, Pizza Hut, Domino's, all these instant delivery, instant gratification services that we've become so accustomed to. It's, you know, this is why we can't stand waiting in line at the DMV. It's why we can't stand waiting in line to check out at the grocery store. It's why traffic is so maddening to us, because we become so accustomed to instant gratification. I want it now. I want it now. I paid for it. It should be here now. And that's not okay. That's not okay. This isn't unique to the wet shaving industry, by the way. This isn't unique to our community. I'm just putting it out there because it is something that is being seen more and more often in the forums. The USPS is taking a long time. Everybody knows that. It's expected that if something ships via the United States Postal Service, it will take longer, particularly if you're on the East Coast, than the quoted time to make it to you. So what I'm trying to say here, and the point of this entire editorial, if you will, is we need to be more welcoming to differing ideas. We need to be more welcoming to the idea that constructive criticism and conversation is good. but you are not right. You are not right. You personally have an opinion, but you are not right. You are right for you, but maybe I like something a little different in my soaps. Or maybe I like something a little different in my blades. Maybe I like something a little different in my aftershaves. You are right for you, but you are not right. At least not for everybody else. Wisdom and expertise on things like angle and pressure, those are things that are constructive and can always be offered up. But you are not right 100% of the time. And we all need to accept that. I'm not right 100% of the time. I probably made a couple errors in this editorial. We also need to slow down and accept the fact that if we're going to practice an old-time traditional ritual, we should be more willing to live with old-time traditional ideals of patience, and that's important because patience is gone. Have patience. It takes patience to get a good shave. It takes patience to feel the grain, to know the aggressiveness that you're shaving with. Use that same patience where it counts. And find ways to be less upset about the USPS not delivering your package on time. Go do something with the boys down at the pub, or spend time with your sons or daughters or significant others. There's 10,000 other things to do other than waiting on a package to be delivered by the USPS. And trust me, there's going to come a time when you're not going to be able to take the soap or the aftershave with you. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us have enough soap or aftershave to last us quite some time. That's all I'm trying to say. Have patience, and you're not right. And I know I'm going to get hate mail for this. I can see the inbox exploding, because it does from time to time already, but I can see my inbox exploding when this publishes. But that's all I'm trying to say. Constructive conversation. But don't be angry, and have patience. Again, these views are those of myself and not necessarily those of Sharpologist or any other contributor for Sharpologist. That's the editorial. That's the editorial. Once again, our show is produced by myself and hosted by Sharpologist.com. Everything you need to know about men's wet shaving, Sharpologist.com, and men's grooming as well. We will have more interviews, more giveaways coming up. We will have plenty of more content coming up, but this was a short break from that. Thank you so much for listening to my rant. I appreciate you sticking with me all the way to the end. If you have stuck with me all the way to the end, you're a trooper. That's all I can say. You're a trooper, and thank you for listening. We'll have another episode coming up in 2 weeks. I hope to announce the vendor that will be interviewed very soon. I will let you know on Twitter as soon as that is available. If you have any wet shaving news that you would like to pass on for the next episode, send me an email, wetshavingnews@gmail.com, or hit me up at Twitter, @wetshavingnews. Thanks for listening, and have a shave-worthy week. I'll talk to you again real soon.